Your thoughts on tonight's match here in Ballyclare-Allen?
Unbelievable. Again, I am absolutely shattered, and the staff are shattered, and went through the milk, good start, and then we didn't play, and then we give away really bad goals, and 4-2, it's a cup game, so we just stuck. I think at one stage we had six playing up front, and even with 5 minutes to go, I still believe this team is, the young kids have been remarkable all season, and if you look back at a lot of the games and cup games we've been behind and we've been down and out, but I don't know where they get it from. They just dig in, and Ross Oliver spoke to them half time and just, you know, believe in yourselves and be confident. And when the fourth went in, you think, well, so we, I mean, Adam Carr is a 15-year-old and a great prospect. We threw him on and we just went for it. And once we got the extra time, it was never ever in doubt, because we were fitter and we were stronger and we just had belief. So unbelievable, huge credit to this young side. They're everything that you need to be at this club. And again, it was good to have a decent support, and they've seen it all season. But it's unbelievable. I cannot believe we're in the final, but thoroughly deserved, I thought too.
Highly exciting to get an equaliser deep in the injury time, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, once we got him, I can't even remember who scored the goals, but once we got the third with a few minutes, we just went for it. And again, they keep doing it. It's not a fluke, and it's an Anfield mentality. Go for 90 minutes, and they did that. And then in the second half, we showed our fitness and our professionalism, and the gaffer always says, manage the game, and we did that. And at the end, we finished comfortable, and really looking forward to the final night and keeping the run going.
A lot of young boys out there becoming men on nights like this.
Yeah, well, there's 15, 16, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds. I mean, Johnny Fraser's a veteran of 20, and Rhys Glendinning's a veteran of 21. But outside that, we're really, really young. And again, this is a huge experience for them. And it lets them see the Linfield way. And hopefully next year, we're very excited about some of the young players coming through, and some of them we haven't seen. And again, we'll see them in the George Wilson when that comes around. But love their fight, love the fact that they just love playing for this club, and that means a lot to everybody. But again, you cannot do this, and I keep saying, the gaffer and Ross, they're the driving force. They buy into it, the support and the encouragement of these young players. You see it every week, and another reason why we've been so successful this year, and they're fantastic. Nobody sees the work. I said it at the Steel and Sons, I said it after the league game, and I'm saying it again. The gaffer's the driving force with Ross, and we just follow him behind and support him.
Would you have seen a better game than that on Sky than what we had here tonight? No, 5-4, it's drama, just end to end, yep. Competitive. It had it all, didn't it?
4-2 down with 5 minutes to go, and you think, but again, I'm exhausted, and it's excitement, and it's just, and I'm really happy too. I'm really happy, and I'm happy how we came back, and I'm happy for the kids. Again, they're showing things beyond their years, and they will only get better. They will get smarter, and they will mature, and they will play in our first team hopefully someday.
After winning the semi-final, you want to go and win the final now, don't you?
I just said that after the final whistle. Now let's go and win it. You know, it's many ways, but like the Steel and Sons Cup, where we were down now 2 or 3 times, but when you get to the final, and again, it's a great week. We're in the Irish Cup final. In the final intermediate Youth Cup coming, and a lot of these players tonight will play in the Youth Cup, and then Saturday Crusaders. So it's a great time to be an Linfield player and an Linfield supporter. Fantastic.
As you said, it's a real feel good factor about the all this success happening.
Yep,
you know?
Yep. And again, it comes from the gaffer, comes from the top down, and now everybody's buying into his ideas and Ross and what they want, and what they want as players and us coaches to do as well. And we're still learning from them too. It's fantastic, and I just love being about the place.
It's a hell of a season. We won the Steel and Sons,
yeah.
We've won tonight,
yeah.
And okay, we've still the final to go, but yeah. We won the league as well last week,
yeah. And that, people talk about, they only remember the last couple of games, obviously Cliftonville losing or winning at Ballymena, and that gave us the game. But you know, you look at, there's 26 wins, 124 goals, only 20. It's amazing, and it's been all year. And again, tomorrow night we go back, and there's nobody getting the night off. We go back and train. We train Tuesday, we train Thursday, and then we go again for the Youth Cup in Dungannon. And when you're at this club, it's all about winning and success, and it's all about attitude and hard work, and some of these young lads have it in abundance. And again, I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years as we see them develop and learn the good habits and learn and eventually we're breeding a lot of young players and they'll play in our first team. There's some here will play in our first team. I have no doubt about that.
And that's what the aim is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Winning these games is wonderful, but the idea is to put players into the first team.
Yeah, and this is experience. And again, I keep telling them, we judge you every week as a first team player. Can you be in the first team? Is your attitude good enough? Do you work hard enough? And that's what the benchmark is. And Cameron Stewart's through, Rooster and Amos Gunnell, great seasons with the first team on Saturday in the squad for the semi-final. And he's ran through in 16. Eamon Scannell 17, and again, it's in the next 2 or 3 years. Watch these kids go. And the good thing is, they don't want to leave this club. They want to play for Linfield, and that is so encouraging to see that.
And the two you mentioned there, Rooster and Eamon Scannell, are in the international squad, having great success there too.
Again, Rooster on the score sheet again on a Friday night against another unbelievable comeback against Scotland. And again, he's a young man. And still wants to learn, still knows he's not the finished article, so is Eamon Scannell, but those two have huge potential and they're Linfield players and I love that.
Well done tonight, Alan. Great performance in keeping with the way you used to play in the Linfield shirt all those years ago.
I see the traditions at this club now and I see it in the players and I see it in the young players coming through and it's great to see and long may it continue, Andy.
Well done tonight and let's hope it's the start of a very good week for our football club.
I don't see why not. Thank you.
Cheers.